CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Supreme Court today refused to revive President Biden's student debt relief plan. Details from CBS's Allison Keyes.
There are many lawsuits winding their way through lower courts over the Biden administration's multi-billion dollar student debt relief plan. Now the nation's highest court, in an unsigned order, has rejected a request from the administration to put most of it back into effect. It was blocked by the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.
We're learning more about the gunman who tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump.
A senior FBI official says Thomas Matthew Crooks saw the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, as a target of opportunity. The head of the FBI's Pittsburgh field office says the evidence shows Crooks engaged in a sustained, detailed effort to plan an attack on some event in the months before the shooting and became hyper-focused on Trump's rally once it was announced. Kevin Rojek also says investigators have not uncovered a motive for the attack, saying only that they have found a mixture of ideologies and will continue their investigation. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Record-setting heat for millions today, says CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We're expecting 20 to 30 new record-high temperatures today as the heat now expands to the Mid-Atlantic and East Coast.
A van packed with more than a dozen people lost control and rolled off a freeway in Texas. The story from KRLD radio reporter Alan Skaya.
Sergeant Tony De La Serta says three people died. Ambulances and helicopters took 11 others to hospitals.
We build a command post, and from there we start providing first aid as soon as we arrive on scene. So their first task is to provide first aid.
That van was the only car involved, and the highway was dry. State police are leading the investigation into what led to the crash and where the van was headed. Alan Skaya for CBS News, Fort Worth.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, will soon set off on a bus tour in Georgia. CBS's Shauna Mazel will be following them.
We know that Georgia is a crucial battleground state. We saw Georgia flip from red to blue in 2020 and before that, and hadn't supported a Democratic president since Clinton in the 90s.
The Surgeon General says parents are so stressed that it's a public health crisis.
Parents are struggling with all sorts of economic and societal pressures, which cause high levels of stress. This mom from Bethesda, Maryland agrees.
My husband works. I work from home. Between getting the kids fed, laundry done, dinners made, lunches made, it's very stressful.
And when we're stressed, this dad from Arlington, Virginia says,
I've got to work two jobs just to afford to live, so there really isn't any time to focus on my mental health.
And when our mental health suffers, so do our kids.
CBS's Stacey Lynn. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Former Racine Mayor Jim Smith has passed away. In a post on social media, current Mayor Corey Mason is expressing sadness at the news and is ordering flags to be flown at half staff. Microsoft got approval from Mount Pleasant this week to build an additional 2 million square feet of data center space in Racine County. The updated plan will nearly double its current development plan. There's ribbon cuttings tomorrow at two Racine Unified schools that have been updated. The first is at Gerstead Agar Home at 3:30. An event will follow at 4:45 at the new Starbuck International K-8. And it still hasn't been confirmed where Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz will speak on Monday. He'll be alongside his wife for an event in Milwaukee on Labor Day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit two home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit three of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a hot night at AmFam Field.
I think guys were a little warm and sweating profusely, but I think it, you know, both teams did a nice job. I thought it was a fairly well-played game, and I thought I love the way we competed.
Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing four of the last six, the Brewers' lead is down to nine in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of three games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a sixth-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today, but comfortable. High temperatures in the mid-70s and winds out of the north and off the lake. We've got a ton of sunshine on tap for tomorrow, too, with highs still in the mid-70s and a lake breeze. All ahead of showers and strong storms pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WRJN. Ba 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 ba. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Tried Peggy Sue, they tried Mary Lou, they knew that wouldn't do. Barbara Ann, it's the Beach Boys on WRJN. We go from the Beach Boys to the Beatles. It was on this date in 1966, the Beatles performed one show at Dodgers Stadium before a crowd of 45,000 people. Now, they attempted to escape from the stadium in an armored truck, but that was thwarted when the main gate was found to be locked. The Beatles had to spend 2 hours in the back of the truck before they could leave the stadium.
JoJo was a man.
back.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. Single day singing.
You
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, recently on his morning show, Don Rosen spoke with Jim Mercier and Carol Gianforte, and they reminisced about Racine's Kiddyland, which entertained thousands in the 50s and 60s.
Any program on Kiddyland starting a few years ago, we thought this would be a good opener, just like we did now. Mm-hmm. Yes, we had the large amusement parks. Maybe you got there once every few years, a big car trip. Oh, we'll say that. But we didn't really have to go there because we had Kiddyland. So we were so thrilled when we did get, and we'll say more later, when we got black and white photos of Kiddyland, the concession stand, some of the rides. And when we first looked at them, do you remember, Jim? We were shocked.
Oh, yes.
We were shocked.
Yes.
Because the difference, and with the black and white photos, it didn't do justice. Now, your son eventually colorized them for us, and that made a big difference. But these original black and whites of Kiddyland, we thought, well, these aren't fancy. Look at that concession stand. That looks like a phone booth. I mean, my goodness. Well, this is too much of a difference between Riverview and Kiddyland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got over that because we began to find out they were darling, they were charming, they were four children, they were ours. And then the big thing came, Jim, with all your postings on Facebook with the nostalgic sites for Racine, the retro Racine and others.
Mm-hmm.
When you put on, do you have memories of Kiddyland? One of the most astounding things that happened in our preparation was within a few hours, you had to count them all those sites. There were 1,800 likes and comments about Kiddyland in a short time.
Oh, yes.
So that's how we coined the phrase for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Kiddyland was tiny, but it became larger than life.
Than life, that's right.
It is still with us.
That's right.
It's Jim Mercier and Carol Gianforte is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, course, our shows, too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sherry, Sherry baby, Sherry, Sherry baby,
song spent 5 weeks at number one for the four seasons. It's Sherry on WRJN. And just as that fell from number one, they had another number one hit, Big Girls Don't Cry, which also spent another 5 weeks at number one.
Now you're feeling low and the fish won't bite. You need a little bit of soul to put you right.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. It's the bottom of the hour, so let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is working to bring its PFAS standards in line with federal regulations. The Department of Natural Resources says that would mean about 90 public water systems in Wisconsin would have to either treat their water or drill new wells. The Environmental Protection Agency requires most PFAS chemicals to be no higher than 4 parts per trillion. There's $20 million in federal money nationwide to replace former factory sites with green spaces and other sustainable development. Jim Z. Cuborn is the Economic Development Director in Janesville.
There are multiple sites throughout the United States where we've seen things offshored, some things reshore, and communities are sitting on these blighted assets.
If Janesville gets a grant, it plans to clean up and green up the old General Motors site. It's been empty for 15 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Former Racine Mayor Jim Smith, who served the city for 18 years as both an alderman and a mayor, has passed away. Mayor Corey Mason, in a post on social media, is expressing sadness at the news. He's ordered flags to be flown at half staff in honor of Smith's service. The post says the city is extending their condolences to Smith's wife Jean and the entire Smith family. Two Racine schools are set to unveil their renovations. There are special ribbon-cutting events tomorrow. The public can join the celebrations, starting with ceremonies at Gerstad Agerholm K-8 at 3:30. An event will follow at 4:45 at the new Starbuck International K-8 school. School starts next week for kids in Kenosha and Racine Unified. Western Kenosha County has a new dive expert. The Twin Lakes Police Department says Officer Natasha Wagner is their first officer to join the Kenosha County Dive Rescue Team. The Kenosha County Dive Team is made up of members from throughout the county. It includes professionals from various emergency services such as police, fire, and EMS. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy today, but comfortable. High temperatures in the mid-70s and winds out of the north and off the lake. We've got a ton of sunshine on tap for tomorrow, too, with highs still in the mid-70s and a lake breeze. All ahead of showers and strong storms pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
See clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be bright. Shining day.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, the average adult will drive out of their way for a good meal. According to a study conducted by Bush's Beans, of all people, the average American is willing to drive 36 miles out of the way just to get a good meal.
When you're on the street.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we encourage you to be a voter this fall. Our company website, civicmedia.us/vote, has information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your individual district, and statewide races, too. So do your civic duty this fall and be a voter. News, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Well, the Brewers enter play today, 9 full games in front of the Cubs in the National League Central. After the Brewers fell to the San Francisco Giants last night, the crew has a chance at redemption tonight against the Giants at American Family Field. First pitch at 7:10. We'll have the pregame for you tonight at 6:35. The Brewers all season long on WRJN.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
This Labor Day Sunday, be part of a time-honored tradition to support our wounded veterans. Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter proudly presents its 21st annual car show from 8 to 3 at Petrifying Springs Park. Gear up for classic cars, tasty food at the beer garden, live music, and thrilling raffles like the 50-50. Also, don't miss the special ceremony at noon that honors severely wounded warriors. Spend this Labor Day Sunday with family, friends, and fellow car enthusiasts. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Petrifying Springs Park.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, car insurance is one of those expenses I do not love to renegotiate after I buy it. But with car insurance prices going through the roof, I am paying a lot more attention to it these days. Check this out. If you're driving less, some experts say it's around 10,000 or fewer miles a year, then you might qualify for a lower premium. Consumer Reports said that some companies offer what they call verified mileage programs, where you can get even more savings by reporting your odometer reading on a regular basis. It might be worth it to call your insurance agent and find out if you qualify. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your body and lifestyle with the On-Ramp program. Centered around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun for kids and adults. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $200 On-Ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 4 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
To come to of mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's bus wagons clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
And politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher.